What we're going to be remembering in this episode is the fullness, as it were, of the octave of the Epiphany, which we're just coming to the close of in these days. Tomorrow, if you're listening live, or if you're listening on the repeat, it will be as you listen, is the last day of this octave. The day on which we remember the baptism of Christ, and in a way there we already have the unfolding of this dynamic of the octave of the Epiphany, because the great reason why the Church gives us these octaves to celebrate is that it gives us time to reflect on the depth of the mystery, or of that particular mystery of our faith, time to bear fruit, time to let those graces that come to us through that feast, to let those graces bear fruit in our lives, to give us time to reflect on the thing, to contemplate the thing, but especially in that sense of going deeper into it, of letting it be fulfilled in our lives, because although of course it's true God can work miracles in a moment, and God can convert a soul in a moment, of course these things can happen extraordinarily, but usually, even if we're very 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 zealous and very responsive in opening ourselves to God's grace, still things take a certain amount of time. When God works, even when he works in remarkable ways, even when he works in miraculous ways, in fact, within our lives, but especially in a hidden way within our hearts, he does it in such a way, because it would be so harsh for us, actually, in some ways, if he were to so suddenly change everything. It's much more gentle that he lets us adapt little by little, even if it's in a very quick way. And this is what's wonderful that can happen, even just over the space of an hour, let's say, as opposed to happening suddenly, or over the space of a few days, as opposed to happening in one moment. That little by little, we can be drawn to something that's so far from what we'd know.